How do you get all of the information that you want out of a system? Some systems have great reporting, some have mediocre reporting, some have terrible reporting. What we've basically found is even the best systems, there's almost no way to get all the information that you want out in one report. Even if they have the ability to do custom reporting, you can select fields, all that kind of stuff, this gets super complicated because of the table structures where you have a relational database and how do you turn that into a flat file and all kinds of things. So forgetting even the technical parts behind that, those are the problems you have to deal with the great systems. Now let's talk about the not so great systems, which unfortunately is the majority. I mean, these are very common. So as an example, as we're trying to extract data and we do this mapping process to figure out what do they want? What are all the questions they want to answer? What's, you know, all the functions they want to use the data for, and then determine all the fields necessary that are required to answer those questions or perform those functions, and then go through and map all that out within the system and find where those fields exist, where there are reports that show it, where there are sort of places within the system, even if it's not a report, that we can find that information. And so as an example, here's some of the things for one recent case that we ran into where we effectively were trying to go down a path of finding check number, EFT number, and check date and include that in all of the information that's extracted. So payments detail is the name of one report. It has check or EFT number, but there's effectively no way to link that to any other report, i.e. there's no visit number. There's not even a way to do a probabilistic key where we can combine patient ID and data service or something like that. So it's like an island report that doesn't connect to anything else. Then we've got a payment application report that doesn't include a visit number, but does have a claim number, which we could cross-reference back to a visit number or an encounter ID. Or it has a patient ID, and we can combine this with the data service to get a probabilistic key and cross-reference that back. Then when we're trying to find charge entry date, this requires a completely different report, which is called a daily report, and we can pull that report and use information in that one then to cross-reference that back to another point and join it. Then we've got a charges report that is going to include a bunch of information that we want. I'll spare you all the details of that one, but that has a lot of fields. Then we've got a daily account activity report, getting tired yet, that includes a list of records that essentially changed that day that we're going to use as a lookup table effectively to go in and find other information because it's not included in that report or any other report. And then we have to create two robots effectively to go in into the individual patient and look up each individual patient from that daily account activity report, go through some screens, click on the claims, all kinds of other stuff, and then find out what the insurance balance is, what the patient balance is, and then do another bot effectively to scrape the transactions and identify which payer that balance represents or corresponds to, and then match that and map that so that the dollar balance is correctly associated with the correct payer, because there's no way to know when it shows insurance balance, whether that's a primary, a secondary, or tertiary, or if the payer happened to have changed where they billed it to one insurance company and then later went, oops, wrong insurance company, billed it to a different company. And again, that's still all primary, that we map that correctly and it's actually showing correctly. Getting confused, getting tired yet? I mean, this is such a nightmare. Not done yet. Then we've got another bot that goes in and extracts all of the 835s or the ERAs. We still need payments information because those payments that are not 835s, paper payments, paper checks, EOBs, things like that, as well as patient payments, credit card payments, and so on, have to be extracted. And none of these seem to have a check or an EFT date associated with them, which is really helpful for bank reconciliations. We want to have that. But hey, why only have 6 reports when you can have 14 that you have to link together in order to get all the information you want? By the way, we're not done yet. Then we want to have productivity information to know how well the billers are performing, how many claims they're working, what's getting resolved, what's getting done, and so on, which means we have to create a separate one to go in and find in the system who the user was that worked that claim, that updated the notes, and so on, and to include the note information that's included in there. This is nuts, isn't it? the moral of the story is we end up with like 14 different reports or bots that have to be created for one system to go in on a daily basis and extract all of that information to then do a huge amount of transformation to get all of that data to actually talk to each other and to work. And why is that all required? Because their API sucks. And when I say it sucks, it is complete garbage. It is completely unusable. And that's another whole separate one. We'll do at a later date. Talk about like, what are all the problems and why is it garbage? But the moral of the story is like, you frequently can't trust the API, and therefore you got to do a massive amount of work to extract raw data out of the system from a bonkers number of different locations and figure out how to clean it up, string it all together, transform it effectively to get useful data and use it. Wow.